When God revealed himself to us, he did so through a family, which is why I speak to you tonight of Joseph, the begotten man of the Christmas story. We know much about Mary, and of course the Christ child, but the Bible makes few references into the life of Joseph. Therefore, he remains somewhat of a mystery, much as many of our own fathers do. But we do know that Joseph was a gentle father and a courageous man. He saved his family from Herod by taking them on the dangerous journey to Egypt, taught his son his own trade, as fathers do even today. Joseph died before Jesus grew up to become a man and begin his ministry. Yet Joseph still believed. Blessed are those who believe that he will bind up the brokenhearted and free the captives. At his best, a father is the solid foundation of a house, his support taken for granted. At other times, he may need shoring up himself. He may be tired. He may be impatient. He may be mired in his own problems. But always the Father looks beyond the here and now. He keeps one eye trained on the next generation. So as a necessity, he is a man filled with hope. Hope that a knowing God watches over the universe. Hope that justice will prevail. Hope that we will be reunited with our loved ones. As St. Paul said, abide by these three: faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. So when we give thanks to the Father for our blessings, let us not forget Joseph or our own fathers. Let they not be forgotten this Christmas. May God bless you, and Merry Christmas.